Matthew Locke, 17th century composer, writing a suite of dances. And they were based on a type of dance that was popular at the time, these sort of group dances called brawl. And they came from France originally, spelled B-R-A-N-S-L-E-S. But when it transcribed over into England, lost in translation, I guess, it came across as brawls. So lively dances, but I'm not sure it's quite up to that level. Peter Holman with the Parley of Instruments on All Classical Radio. In just a moment, another from the Classical Countdown. It's not the official day now of Classical Countdowns, but we're doing our honorable mentions a little here and there. All Classical Radio is supported in part by Fred's Sound of Music, Portland's stereo and home theater store since 1948, offering sales, service, and installation. Fred's Sound of Music is open 7 days a week on Southeast Hawthorne and online. So for those of you who participated in the Classical Countdown in early December, we tallied all of the votes, and I know that quite a number of you have to have voted for Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, known as the Pastoral Symphony, or Pastoral, if you like, Symphony in F major, the five-movement symphony that mostly is pretty easygoing with a lively country dance and only a bit of tempestuous interruption. Here is the Symphony No. 6, performed by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin and conducted by Bernhard Fork, one of the more recent recordings in our library of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Pastoral Symphony, the Symphony No. 6 of Ludwig van Beethoven, with his happy feelings upon arriving in the country, being by a brook, seeing the merriment of the country folk, getting caught in the rain and storm, and the feelings of thankfulness, song of thanksgiving by the shepherds at the end. Pastoral Symphony of Beethoven in a performance there by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, the Berlin Early Music Group, with Bernhard Fork, conductor. That's a recording that came out just about a year ago on the Harmonia Mundi label, so one of the more recent ones, of that favorite work of many. It came in at number 49 on the Classical Countdown in December. We did the full countdown on New Year's Eve, and now here it is the 2nd of January, and I'm doing a few more of what we call the honorable mentions. One more in just a moment, but first, John Burke would like to share a story with you in this January of Sustainers Month.
Each January, All Classical Radio celebrates our sustaining toners, people who provide ongoing support that's vitally important to the station. One of our sustainers, Judith from Portland, shared this story with us about why she supports the music as a sustainer. Judith says, "When my husband and I moved here from Los Angeles, we became donors to All Classical very quickly. Unfortunately, he passed 7 months after the move. But All Classical's still on my radios every single day, and I just love it." Happy Sustainers Month, Judith, and to all of our sustaining donors. We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a sustaining donor, please visit allclassical.org. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Bagatelle in A minor, known as Für Elise, which is a transcription of Beethoven's own handwriting that apparently was not all that legible. And there may have, in fact, been a young woman named Teresa that he meant in the title of that piece, rather than one Elisa. Nevertheless, that's how we know the piece, Für Elise, for Elise, Beethoven's Bagatelle, played by Leon Fleischer on All Classical Radio. How about an equally lovely piece by Elgar? Often played on violin, but too lovely for others to pass up the opportunity. In that case, violist Nobuko Imai with pianist Roland Puntinen and Salut d'amour, Greetings of Love by Edward Elgar. Greetings to you, our dear listeners and supporters of this listener-funded service that's on 24 hours a day, bringing you great classical music. And we are All Classical Radio, where love is in the airwaves every day at KQAC Portland 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach 88.1, KQMI Manzanita 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239BP Corvallis 95.7, streaming around the world at allclassical.org. It's the 2nd of January, and I'm sitting in for Krista Wessel this afternoon, and I thought I would take this opportunity to play a few more pieces from the classical countdown that are a little further down the list than where we did our official countdown on New Year's Eve. Hope that all makes sense. By the way, if you want to see the complete Top 100, it is posted in a spotlight on the homepage of allclassical.org. Just look for all the golden glitter and champagne and so forth. Well, number 72 this year, with listener votes bringing it in, number 72 is Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. Here's Joshua Bell with the Baltimore Symphony.
Thank you.